everyone. This is Ron Amatron. I'd like to welcome you today to our VBS radio broadcast of the Creation Lightship Healing. And this is our first Monday broadcast. We also have broadcasts on Wednesday evening, Friday late night, and on Saturday. So I'd like to thank VBS for having this beautiful show here. So this Creation Lightship show is about physical healings up on the lightship. You're bilocated out of time. You're still here physically, and the light beings do healing work with you. And today we have our co-host, which is Sylvia Joy. And she's a health and wellness consultant. She has over 30 years in her field of holistic health and wellness and has owned natural food restaurants in Hawaii. And she teaches holistic living classes. And just a wonderful person. So you want to come on, Sylvia?
Hi, Ron. And hi, everyone. And thank you for that really wonderful welcome. I'm so excited about this show in particular because I think this is the first or the only show that I know of its kind, and one where not only do we have a little bit of talking about what the Creation Lightship is and what it does, but the bulk of the show is dedicated to actual healing experiences on the lightship. So for any of you who are listening right now, please relax and stay with us because in a few minutes, Ron is going to take us on a wonderful healing experience. And maybe since this is a new time slot, Ron, you could give a few minutes of explanation about what the Creation Lightship is and what it's doing.
Okay, great. Yeah, the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to our planet. And it's here just for a short time to help the spirit of the planet do its ascension. And it also works with the people, which are us, physical human beings here for the ascension process only. It's the same source that Jesus utilized 2,000 years ago for his teachings of ascension and healings. This is why he came to do this work, to have people take their bodies into a higher consciousness. Well, that never happened because the darkness was too dark here, and the earth spirit decided not to do its ascension, so it's doing the second time of its density work here, which is now 4,000 years of density. So the earth spirit did not ascend last time, and this time it's going to. So we need to definitely do the work to have the ascension process. The Creation Lightship travels interdimensionally throughout time and space. So it is invisible, although when we go up to it, we are physical, and it's physical to us. So when we're on the lightship, you're walking around just like you are here. You're out of time, so you're in a whole different time sequence. And the light beings will do physical healings on you. And I narrate to you what I see. I bilocate instantly there. I'm an actual ET doctor, light being doctor on the Creation Lightship. I use the word ET at times because ET to me is just a life form outside of this planet. It has nothing to do with the information that you've read about ETs that are third or fourth dimensional that are here, flying saucers, etc. This is a whole different venue. This is creation energy itself. And the creation energy has your spiritual blueprint since they created you on this lightship. And the lightship does DNA attunements to you. They do physical healings. And anything that's done down here by myself working with the lightship is normally with the emotional basis. Since we're on an emotional planet, we need to shed our emotional energies for ascension. And your spirit cannot and will not come into you through this negative density. Remember, emotions are judgment, and your spirit is in the divine energy of love. And love has nothing to do with judgment energies. So this is why you need to clean yourself out for this process. So like we said, this show is mainly about healings. I like to get right on with doing healings for people because this is what this show is all about. These healings are normally instantaneous. This is the divine working directly to you to provide healings. So do you have any questions, Sylvia, before we get started here?
Well, you mentioned that today's healings are going to be physical. Is that right?
Yes, strictly physical healings. So They don't work with you on, say, abundance healings or emotional healings or relationships. They're strictly energies to prepare your body for ascension, because your physical body needs to be in the state of higher frequencies, higher vibrations, light codes, to do this translation into a higher frequency.
So would that apply to some type of illness or injury or difficulty that a person is experiencing now as well?
Yes. If someone, for instance, goes up on the ship, and we'll say that they somehow are missing an arm due to, say, an automobile accident, your spiritual template will be corrected. You may not have an arm in this lifetime, but you will have the arm when you go to the higher consciousness of the next dimensional shift that you're going to.
I see. So is there anything a person should actually be doing right now if they're listening and they want to prepare for this healing session?
Basically, no, because the divine does all the work for you. There's no belief system that you have to have. You just sit back and relax and allow the energies to work with you. What I do request is that you request inside of your head down here the type of healing that you would like to experience, okay? Remember, you're also on the ship working with these light beings, talking with them physically or through mental telepathy. So you're doing it up there also, but I like people to feel like they are involved with their healing down here and that they can request healings too.
Okay, great. So in other words, we can just sit back, relax, inside of our head, request what it is that we would like to be healed from, or what condition we have that we'd like to have a healing on, and then just let them do their work?
Yes, and you want to be in your body, so this is not a meditation.
Oh, okay.
You definitely want to stay in your body, because your spirit has to go with you to the light ship, because your spirit is the conduit for your healing down here. So it's very important to stay in your body. So I guess what we could do now is just start here. What I start off with in all my shows typically is a clearing for energies that are in your body that should not be there. And these I call entities. And entities are the energy of emotional bodies of people who passed on here on this planet. And we get these, and they come into our bodies. They can come into our actual consciousness, and they can make our body do different things, change our thinking, take us into an area that we don't normally want to go into, like maybe some type of addiction. And so I do a clearing to get your spirit more into your body. This is my whole program, the whole process why I'm here to help people is to get them fully into their bodies for the ascension process. Because after all, this is where you get your spiritual guidance, is when your spirit is communicating with you. So we're going to do some clearing right now, and we're using the light ship technology. And there's nothing for you to do. You may feel the results down here during this clearing. Some people feel tingles in their body. They feel warmth. They may feel an ache or pain leave them. The way you go out of your body is by getting angry with somebody, getting into an argument, hurting yourself physically, causing physical pain, taking drugs. Any drug that alters your mind takes you out of your body. So you can look at your friends around you, and that's a good way to see how much they're in their bodies, just by looking at their eyes. And if their eyes are glossed over, they're not home. This means that you're communicating, talking with somebody else, maybe continuously throughout your life, and they're going to be probably a little more difficult to deal with, because you could be talking with somebody in 1 minute of time. The next minute, it could be a different entity showing up, and the next minute could be another entity. So you could be talking with somebody, and they could be changing entities maybe 100 times in an hour. And when that happens, normally each time an entity leaves, they take with them the conversation that you talked with them about or on a certain subject, and they're gone. And then eventually their spirit will come into the body, and it'll have to deal with the mess that these entities caused in your life as far as doing weird things or doing weird things to you. Maybe they went out and bought a bunch of things that you didn't approve of. you know, there's just all different types of situations. So if you find yourself someday doing something that doesn't seem to be normal for you, like maybe you have never water skied in your life, and all of a sudden you want to take a trip 2,000 miles away to go water skiing, that could be an entity in you who came into your body who wants to go water skiing. So just kind of keep notes of that and just ask them to leave you. You know, you want to get them out of your body. If your handwriting changes, that's normally an entity in your body. Or if you just don't feel right someday and it doesn't feel like you're doing your normal situations when you wake up, then you probably have an entity who is actually in control of your body. They can also come into you or and just go to the outside of your body and not really cause you to change your consciousness. If you hurt yourself, they'll come to that area where the pain is because they resonate with that pain also, and they can take away your life force energy. And so your poor body's trying to get healed, and all these emotional bodies of the people who passed on are taking away your healing energy because they're living on it. Remember, they don't have any way to get any type of life force energy other than having a host. And so if you're their host, then they're going to take away your life force energy. So here we go. There's a lot of energies cleared away from you, and now we're going to call forth your spirit. Go out and look for it. There's many pieces of your spirit. We call it spirit fragments. And there could be millions of these out in the universe that left. So each time you're involved in a situation, moment by moment by moment, whatever part of your spirit's looking out of your eyes, if you have a problem, that little part leaves. And another part comes up of your spirit. And then if it's still a negative situation, painful, hurtful, then it will leave too. So right now we're collecting these small little fragments of you, and we're doing a healing on them so that they're put back into wholeness, spiritual balance. And I'm going to count to 10 right now since we cleared away the entities. Remember, it's like having a glass of water. If the glass of water is full, you can't put any more water into it. And so most people are 20% of their bodies, which means they're carrying 80% entities. So we cleared away as much as we can right now. And here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel a little heavier in your body. You may have a little more alertness, maybe a little more mental clarity. Do this one more time here. And then we'll do some other types of healing here to give you a sample of the emotional clearings that I do down here for people from the light ship. Okay, here we go. Some more of you is coming in. And again, you may feel a little more denser because your spirit, when it comes into you, will feel heavy. When you're out of your body, you're very light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're in your body at a much higher percentage. We're going to momentarily take you out of your body and now put you back in. And now you're integrated with the old part of you that was in your body, say, 10 minutes ago, and the new part that came back to rejoin the old part, and now you're all one again. I'm going to do a sample now of the emotional clearings. This, again, is an instantaneous healing. We're using light ship technology. There's many light beings working with you right now. And we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. And this is going to clear away your emotional traumas that you've experienced at that time. We'll go back a few years after that here. So here we go. We go to the chakras. There's much more to it than this here. I had one lady at one of the events that I went to. She saw me doing this here, and she says, well, I have guides from the Arcturians, I believe she said, and I want to have them do this healing. I said, okay. So she came back in 3 days and said, you know, I try to do this healing, and they had very high technology, and I couldn't even get one chakra cleared at all. So, and there's a reason for that, because they don't have this technology, and they don't know who you are. So the light ship has everything about you on it, and these light beams are helping you right now. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 year back, 1 full year. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So if you want to just maybe close your eyes momentarily for about 15, 20 seconds and look at a situation that you've dealt with in the last 3 years that you'd be kind of afraid to look at, that was bothering you, causing you emotional trauma and pain, and look at it right now and it should look very, very distant to you. If you want to check out a second event, you can now. Okay, so just kind of acknowledge what you experienced here. You should feel a little more relaxed inside of your body. You should feel pretty peaceful. And it should look like somebody else's movie. I'm going to do one more clearing before we go up to the light shift. Now, that was an emotional clearing. And I'm going to do a feeling body clearing. They're both kind of similar, but they're completely different. Some people work with their feelings more than they do with their emotions. And they are two separate energy bodies that we have. So this is your feeling body. It's the same process. So here we go. Right now to your last birthday. And again, we just use the chakra numbers here, and they are being cleared out, plus many, many, many other bodies. I would say that the chakras that we're working with probably encompass about 1% of the energy that the light beams are working with you. So here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. Okay. And again, just kind of sit back and relax now. Kind of look at the situations from your past. And it should again feel like someone else's movie. It, you know, happened. I see the full event there. The events are not taken away, but the traumas are. So, again, just sit back and look at this right now. Take a deep breath and check it out. Okay, so you probably feel a little better right now. These are instantaneous healings. They're permanent. These two healings are about 90% done. When I do your complete lifetime, then they're 100% completed, and it takes about 1 hour to do for clearing. And I do emotional body, feeling body. I do your pain body. The pain body works with physical pain that you may have had in this lifetime, and it also works with psychic attack pain, which people can have experienced also, having these whammies put on you from people that maybe don't like you, thinking bad thoughts about you. It takes those away. And I also do a mental clearing, which is like defragmenting your home computer. It makes you think quicker and faster, gives you a lot better mental clarity. And the price that I charge is $5 for each year of your life. So just take your age times $5. If you're, say, 40 years of age, it's $200. It takes about 1 hour to do over the telephone. So, and I do other clearings, too. I do a past life clearing, but I do many, many things. And what I will suggest, if you have any questions, I'm going to open up my conference line call tomorrow night. It's on Tuesday. And if you have a pencil and paper, I'll give you the phone number to call in. The time is going to be 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you can call in and request information if you like, to ask what we're all about, and we'll be able to answer all of your questions. So the phone number that you call on is based out of New York for my conference line. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800, and they'll naturally ask for a PIN number, and that's 5303 and then the pound sign, 5303. So I hope that you all call in to get information. This is something that the Lightship has not talked about anywhere in our history, unless you happen to have instant recall, you know, from the life of Jesus, and you would know about the Lightship. But typically, there's no information available to us in books or anything else about the Lightship that's here right now. So we're going to now go up to the Lightship. This takes about a couple of seconds to do. So just kind of sit back and relax. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to have healing done to, there's a special Lightship that works with animals and pets. These need to be just ones that belong to you. So don't ask, you know, to have all the birds on the planet healed, just the ones that you own or something like that, okay? And this will be a unique healing just for yourself. This is only a physical healing. These densities down here, which we have as far as emotions, et cetera, do not go to the Lightship for healing. This is why you want to have these sessions that I offer to heal, the reason why you created the illnesses, which is those bodies. And I will just add one extra thing here. What you're dealing with in this lifetime, if you look at New Age metaphysics, they always tell you that your thoughts create your reality. And, you know, if you go outside today, maybe, and you trip and you skin your knee or something, then if a person had that belief system, they would ask you, well, what were you thinking to skin your knee? Or why did you break your arm? Or why did you get into that car accident? Well, it's not necessarily all that being true. It's the fact that your body is working with the energy from your ancestors, okay? And so who you are is your genetics. And so all the thoughts that your ancestors had are now stored inside of your body, creating your body. And these are all judgment energies. And so you want to release the judgment out of yourself so that your spirit can come more fully into your body and make your physical body into a light body. This is the ascension process. So do you have any questions, Sylvia?
No, I think so far I'm tracking with what you're saying. It sounds like this is a very unique thing that that the Lightship has come at this time. It's not like we can take advantage of it just always. It's a very special time in history that it's here helping us.
Yes, the Lightship came about 2 years ago, and it only comes at the end of the universal shift, and that's in place now, and it's moving. This is why people have felt maybe a higher consciousness now pulling them, because it's time for the ascension process.
So that explains why so many people now are interested in their spiritual progress.
Yes, that's correct. And what I will say is that the first thing that you want to do is to connect to the spirit within you. This is where your information and guidance are. And most people forget about that, and they search outside of themselves, and they attempt to buy spirituality. And so people have, you know, hundreds of books in their libraries trying to find themselves, trying to find that key answer of what they're searching for, and it's just inside of you. This is the teachings of Jesus, and this is what I'm teaching. Go inside, have your spirit fully into your body, then you have all your answers. For myself, I have read like no books at all in the last 30 years. As I was growing up learning more about metaphysics, I would ask people questions, and they'd say, no, we, like going to a reader, they'd say, no, we can't give you any information. Your guides just say to get it yourself, which was very frustrating for me, but I had to learn how to do this process. So I am plugged in instantly to the Lightship. I bilocate instantly. I can see there on the Lightship. I can see physical things happening. I watch you during your healing sessions. The light beams will not indicate to you anything, at least to myself, anything that you need to do down here. This is a journey between yourself and the light beams. I do have people who can see physically on the Lightship. Then it goes from people who just sense energies down here. And then it goes to people who maybe don't see anything. But what I will say is I think everybody, at least 99.9% of the people who've been to the Lightship, will feel much more relaxed afterwards. And the light beings will know what your problems are, and they'll do as much as they can to help you. And it depends on how much work you've done on yourself as far as cleaning out your emotional baggage, because your baggage is what caused the illness from your ancestors, which is what you're dealing with in this lifetime. And they may heal you perfectly in the light shift, but as you come down into the earth plane here, where your emotional energy kind of wraps around you, because it does not go to the light shift, just your physical body does. And this density will be down here, and if it kind of goes around you and suffocates you again, then it can take that divine healing and pull it out of perspective, and maybe your perfect healing will not be what it was up on the light ship. So here we go. Any other questions, Sylvia, before we get started here?
My only other question is, you mentioned that we should go within and, you know, stay focused and centered in our, you know, in our hearts, and, you know, find the answers for ourselves that way. And how do we stay centered like that in the heart chakra?
Okay, great. I'll do an example of this here. So everybody just sit back and relax here. And I'm going to do an exercise. This will be the light shift helping you. And once you do this one time, you should be able to do this anytime you wish. So if you wish to just visualize your forehead, which we'll just say is where your thinking is, your consciousness, we'll see, resides inside of your head, just to make it simple. And your heart center is where your spirit resides for your guidance. So visualize just an elevator that'll be dropping down from your head down into your heart. And we'll just create 10 floors there. And so number 10 is your head, 1 is your heart, and we're going to drop you down into your heart center. And we'll do this probably about 4 or 5 times. And at that point, you will be in your heart center connected to your spirit. This is where you want to go for your guidance. I use the word spirit in place of soul because where I'm from on the light ship, this is all we talk about is spirit, because you are spirit on the light ship. So here we go. And we're connecting now. The light beings are going to be helping you with this process. And nothing for you to do. This is how these healings work. Remember, they're instantaneous. And here they go. So ready. 10, dropping down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now you should be partially in your heart. We'll do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time to secure you in very good here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you sit back there and enjoy this for about a minute, and then we'll go to the light ship. I'll just put some music on here to take away some of that background noise here. Okay, and so again, just kind of sit back and relax right now, and we're going to be connecting to you from the light shift. These light beings will be facilitating your healings. And everything up to now will work on the archives. But the ship healings will not work on the archives because I have to be connected with you physically to do these healings on you. So, here we go. You're going to feel this beautiful cocoon energy coming around you. It's a beautiful white light tunnel. If you're a seer, you're going to see this beautiful tunnel of energy forming around you right now. You're going to feel a lot of love energy inside of your heart. And they're about ready to bring us up to the creation light ship here. And like I said, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring out for their beautiful healing, just think of them right now. And now you're ready to be bilocated out of time. And you're going up to the light ship right now. And now you're there. And our animals and pets are now leaving us, going to the special light ship for animals. And we're going into a room. This is the transporter room. And this is where the light beings are finding out who and what you are. Remember, this light ship goes across the universe every 2,000 years, works with all sentient beings. So they're just finding out who we are, what we are. They're doing a DNA scan on us, checking out our body genetics, and finding out what type of physical conditions we have that need to be worked with. And this healing session is mainly for the physical body. And so next we're going into the next room, which is the room where I call the orientation room. And there's over 200 light beam light forms on the creation light ship. There's beings that look like us. Some are shorter, some are much taller. There's dolphins, there's whales, there's the beavers. They're very playful. There's crystal beings, there's orbs. There's beautiful flowers, there's raindrops, there's just many types of conscious beings that are there, and they're taking on their vibrations, their physical appearance of where they're going to be going to in their next lifetime. So this is their first incarnation, and they're in a sense cross-training right now for all different life forms to do healing work with them. And they will probably become doctors on their next incarnation of wherever they choose to go to. But right now they're helping out all sentient beings, all consciousness that wishes to ascend to the higher consciousness after the universal shift. So we're at free choice right now to select these different teams. They all have their own particular vibrational types of healings. A lot of the teams use sound and light healings. There's many other types, but they'll mainly just keep us into the venue that we can understand here from our 3D world. And so right now we're going down a long hallway. On the left side is the window to the light ship. If you're a seer, you'll be able to look out and see the different stars, the planets, see the universe through these windows. You can see hovering light ships coming into and leaving this creation light ship. This is where the light ship does training and schooling for other races. And they also bring them some of their, I'll use the word patients, that they cannot work with their own technologies. Remember, this light ship has the codes of everything created in the light. They use special light frequencies for healing. So everything of the light is created on this light ship. We're now going into the next room, which is the procedure rooms. So what I'd like you to do is, since you're up there physically walking and talking or using mental telepathy for communication, we all have our own individual teams. Each team typically is three male energies. And there are females also helping us. But right now, we're going into a room where they have the beautiful hot tubs. I'm seeing a lot of green in these hot tubs. It has a special gel. I'm seeing a lot of light ray frequencies shining around us and through us. And these hot tubs are used to help detoxify our bodies. So what we're going to do now is go into these. Our energies will not be mixed. So there's no fear of that. We're strictly involved with our own energy systems, and we all have our own individual doctor teams. I want to bring in a divine energy down here from the creation light ship. This is the first cause energy, and looks like Jesus would like to come down. So this is his first cause energy of his creation, and we know him down here as Master Jesus. So here he comes. He'll be in your living room. He'll bless you. You can ask for guidance and healing. Remember, stay in your heart center. And here he comes. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy into your living room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And inside of your head now, request the healings that you would like to receive from the light ship and these beautiful light being doctors. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. To another location on the Creation Light Ship, and this location now is another specialized room, and this is the beautiful Crystal Healing Room. And this beautiful Crystal Healing Room is like a large crystal geode, and you're going to be going into this here. You'll be levitating. The room is approximately looks like about 12 footed in diameter, and there's millions of little crystals in there. And they're all conscious beings, and as you do your request, they'll light up. You should probably start feeling the energy down here right now as these frequencies are coming into your body for healing. Remember, they work with your physical body and other energetic bodies that we cannot see that make up the physical body. And they're starting this healing right now, and like I said, request your healing. We'll bring in another beautiful energy down here for us to experience. And we'll leave Jesus here. We'll bring in his counterpart, Mary Magdalene. So here she comes. Stronger. This is her first cause energy of her creation from the light ship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and request your healing, and you can also ask Mary Magdalene for spiritual guidance if you wish, and also healings too. But do request your healings, and I'll see you back in about a minute. Thank you. okay. And we'll now go to another location, and I'm seeing someone has a problem with their nutrition in their body. Maybe their energy is kind of out of whack. Could be hormones. So we're going to go into this special room now where they're going to be working with us on our immune system, our hormones, just basic energetics of our body right now. So there's many things that they're going to be doing. I'm seeing probably about, as I'm scanning right now, they're going to be working with about 38 different energy systems that may be unknown to us. So again, just sit back and relax. And we're going now to this beautiful room where the light beam doctors are going to be working with us. And again, request your healing. And down here, we're going to bring in another beautiful energy, the energy of Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and request your healings. Be here for another minute or so, so just request your healings now. Light beings will help you facilitate healing right now. Chakra alignment right now for everyone. Go to one other location on the light ship here before we come back. And go into another room where they have many, many modalities of healing. And this room is where they're going to release from you physical body pain. So if you have any physical body pain, a backache, maybe a nerve problem, maybe a shoulder that hurts, just request it right now. We're going into this room. There's many light beings who will help you with this. And we're in there right now. We'll bring in another divine energy down here. And we'll bring in Count Saint Germain. He likes to come in to help us here. So, and since he was here physically, he kind of knows the situation that we're in, and he's able to help us out. So here comes this beautiful energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, request your healings inside of your head. You're doing it up there on the light ship. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. To come back here. So we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us, these beautiful light beings. And we're now going into the next room and we're having our animals and pets come to us after their healing process. And the light ship has given you this special cocoon of conscious healing energy that you can utilize for the next 5 days. So if you'd like to have additional healing, just request it inside of your head. Just think of this energy being wrapped around you like a coat. It's in your auric field. And remember, this light, the light only works in the now, which means that when you ask one time, it will give you one result. So ask again if you don't have what you would like to experience. So always ask over and over again. We're ready to come back here. And we're coming back down. And now we're here. And I would like everyone, if you could, to maybe quickly get a glass of water. And we'll do some water charging. And then also just scroll down on your screen to the beautiful light beam that's on my show schedule here. And I'll give you about a minute to do this here. And we'll have this beautiful light beam from the Creation Light Ship. This is a photograph of her that a lady drew. This beautiful picture, and we're going to energize this light beam for you, and she will stay activated for about a half an hour after this call is over with, so you can have her do some additional healing on you. This is a gift, and if you have your glass of water, I'll give you about another half a minute. This light beam is going to charge this water up for you, just special for you. It'll have light codes in this water. And I'll just say that I do conference calls. They start off at only $20 for a one-hour session on the light ship. I do those Mondays and Fridays. And I do other sessions too. But if you're interested in further healing, this is a good way to start off to kind of see what it's like to experience it and to have just wonderful healing. So right now, since you probably all have your water, just scroll down so this little light being is looking at you. And she's going to put her divine essence energy into this picture of her on your monitor screen. So right now she's coming into this picture. And what she normally will do is, what I'm seeing now is she's starting to lift her face off of the picture a little bit on my monitor. I see her aura kind of glowing more around her, these light rays being emitted from her forehead and around her face. They're changing colors a little bit on my monitor, coming a little more vivid. And she is, again, floating off the page a little bit here. And she's emitting a lot of light from her photograph. And so she'll be ready in about 15 seconds our time. And you can just request healing too. And what I'd like you to do is take the glass of water and put it in front of you. and you're going to want to put one hand on each side of the glass of water, so you're connecting your two hands to the glass. And it could be a large amount of water also. This will work for you for probably one day of water drinking. I do special sessions for water where you have typically a gallon of water for each day, and these contain special codes in them for each day for the ascension process. And the sessions enable you to have a gallon of water for each day of the week. And I do these sessions on Wednesday nights, 5:30 my time. And I also do a special 4-hour ascension session, which will be on the 17th of this month. And they also do water charging. This is dedicated just for ascension. Remember, you have light codes in the water, and it helps your body integrate more light frequencies. So she's ready right now. So I want you just to take the glass of water in front of you. It takes about a minute to do. And put one hand on each side of the glass of water, and she's going to now start to energize this water for you. And she's starting right now.
Ron, I'd like to mention something.
Sure.
Which is, as I'm sitting here with my hands around my glass of water and looking at the picture of the light being on the screen, I'm seeing so much just love and light. It seems to just be emanating toward me, and I really feel a presence of this beautiful spirit. And it's a very, very soothing, very comforting, very loving feeling that's coming. I don't know how that works, but it sure is coming from the photo right straight into my room.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what she does. And she'll bless your whole house and ask for physical healings. And yeah, she is putting true divine love into you and the place that you're living.
It's wonderful. Seems like the colors around her are also getting more vivid and changing a little bit.
Yes, that's true. That's what I'm seeing too. Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed that process of you know, the elevator into our hearts, and I feel so much more centered after that. I don't know if anyone else out there is feeling that same way, but it sure feels like the place to be, like you've kind of landed in your home.
Yes, yeah, that's where you should be all the time, in that heart center. That's where you get your guidance. You don't get your guidance from inside of your head. That could be entities talking to you. A lot of people get sidetracked on their spiritual path by talking to entities, and they'll have you do all kinds of weird things. So
well, it seems like there's just a lot of noise and distraction a lot of times in our heads, and you know, you try to figure things out, and it just seems to get worse.
Yeah.
But when you go inside your heart and you just know something, you know the truth, it's a different feeling.
So we're starting to kind of wind down our show. So we have other shows. We have Wednesday, and we have a show on Friday and one on Saturday. Wednesday's show is at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The show on Friday is on the late night segment. It starts at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. And then the one on Saturday starts at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And all these shows are about physical healings. And the Divine is working with you instantly. And a lot of the healings are instantaneous. And they're just here to help out. And I appreciate everyone who's on the conference call right now. It's just wonderful that you're here. And I hope that you've all received the healings that you've asked for. And like I said, the information is between you and these light beings. I have no information about healings that have happened to you. You may want to go inside your heart to find out further information. And so, closing here, my toll-free number is 877, And I use the little cliche of DT Heals. Very simple. And my website is creationlightship.com. Creationlightship.com. And I thank you all for being with us. And enjoy emails too. Be at healings@creationlightship.com. And we'll see you on our next show, I'm sure. So,
Ron, is that healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, at creationlightship.com?
Yes, that's correct. It's not plural. It's healing without the S.
Okay, great. And I think we should mention that if anybody has a question about the healings today or any further questions or they'd like to work with you, that's a great email address to use to reach you.
Yes, that's great. Yeah.
And if anybody has any questions on how you can make the transition to a healthier lifestyle and diet to support the healing work that you're doing with the Lightship, I'd be happy to answer your questions as well. And you can email them to that same email address, and Ron will pass them on to me. And I believe that we're going to be on the air together again Wednesday evening, talking more about the subject of physical healing and the DNA activation that the ship does, and also more about how the light ship can help you, your family, your children, for those of you that have children, and your pets to become healed. So we hope to see you back or be with you again on Wednesday evening.
Okay, so in closing, blessings to all of you, and thank you, Sylvia, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.